Good afternoon, podcast peeps. Thanks for tuning in to our fourth episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. We are starting off our chat with memories of our worst summer job.
Did you give it some thought?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to take them on a journey that takes us way, way back. Back into the 70s and the 80s.
How come?
Well, because, the 80s. Because I only had my job in the 80s. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
Like, you're old, Sam. But you're not, like, working in the 70s
yeah.
old.
I was feeling like I was 100 then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you are old.
No, shut up.
Just saying. Okay, tell me. Tell me about your first summer job. Or you're not even your first.
No, because you're going to make fun of me.
But I'm going to make fun of you anyways.
Yes, I know. All because right. I was not, the girl I was at 16 is not the girl I am now at 48.
Hallelujah.
I am a tough as nails gal right now. Yeah. Not when I was 16.
Not when you were 16?
Nope.
Where'd
nope,
you work?
Nope. I worked Bonanza.
Like Bonanza, like...
Not the ranch Bonanza. Not like, Bonanza!
That's where I was putting you, right? Is like back in the 40s and
nope.
the 50s for that show.
No.
The restaurant.
Yeah. I got hired as like a salad girl, which is basically you're taking care of the salad bar and making sure everything is still full and stuff. And you would think that this job wouldn't cause a person to cry. But when you work with the worst of the worst cooks and prep cooks, because I don't know, when you're working at Bonanza, are you super happy to be a cook at Bonanza?
No.
When you're cooking the same gross stuff every day?
Because are you really even cooking at Bonanza?
No. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So here I am. Shiny, bright-eyed 16, and I'm going for my first job, and I'm like, woohoo, look at me, independent, making my own money, and mom and dad are so
making
proud
my
me.
Way in the world.
Yep. And I'm like, probably every other shift I worked, the goal of the staff in the back was to see if they could make me cry.
And did they make you cry?
Well, yeah, I did, because the one girl, I think she actually even swore
you cried over salad?
Yeah, because I wasn't doing it right. And they let me know that every time that the detail was just slightly off.
Like, what were you, like, overfilling the Thousand Island?
Yeah, I wasn't getting to stuff quick enough. I didn't know how to, like, make the weird tomato platter thing that they had on the buffet yeah. that they used to do. And it's like, I'm 16 years old. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know? So they made my life a living hell, and it was horrible. And then... just to make things worse, I get fired.
You got canned?
Yes, I got canned.
Because you couldn't do the salad bar?
No, but you know what? My parents, yeah.
Technically,
yeah.
Because you
I
couldn't
suppose,
do the hey? Salad bar?
No. Do you care that I couldn't do the salad bar?
Well, I just think it's funny you couldn't do the salad bar.
No, because I don't care.
It's a salad bar.
No. But anyways, see, I knew you were going to make fun of me.
I'm so mean. I'm not trying to be mean.
Yes,
I'm just.
She's mean.
I'm just trying to understand all of it.
No.
Yeah.
Anyways, my parents, who I love dearly and loved me dearly, when I was 16, because I was a good girl, they said, it's okay, Sam. We'll make sure. We just want you to do well in school, because I was going into grade 12, and they just wanted me to graduate with great, you know, marks and stuff like that. So I didn't need to worry about having a job. And I didn't.
And then you took out the big mirror, and just like Stuart Smalley from a Saturday Night Live, you said, Samantha, I'm sorry.
Stop it! This is why I don't tell you stuff. You're so mean.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
People like me.
Right?
You know what? This is why we would never be friends in high school. Because you have that bad, you have that mean, mean streak in you.
Yeah, because I was a badass. My worst job, I worked for the Wasaga Beach Mob. So take that.
And why are we not surprised, people?
Right? And was accused of money laundering. Okay, so Wasaga Beach, tourist area, and they had this attraction called Temples of Time. And what it was supposed to be the world's largest sandcastle, blah, blah, blah. And it was all based on ancient civilizations. So there was like King Tut, Zeus, the Acropolis, the pyramids and all that sort of stuff from ancient civilizations. And the family that owned it, they were in the mob.
But you didn't know that, right?
No, because they didn't have Google back then, right? So you couldn't Google their last name. I'm not saying their last name now in case I'm not going there. But what I was is I was a tour guide and I was dressed head to toe flora and fauna because I was very
sorry. I need just give me a moment, people. I need a visual.
I was like
in
like a khaki walking short. and like a floral fauna type of button up short sleeve safari. I'm on safari type of shirt.
Awesome.
And we were tour guides.
Love it.
So we had to memorize this bit about, you know, each little thing of the civilizations, right? So the whole bit where the mob works into was that, so the people who owned it worked for the mob, and they had sculptors on scene all the time, like on the scene all the time, doing repairs to all of the sandcastle stuff, mm-hmm. right? So what apparently went down was that the rumor was that the police thought that the tour guides were taking dirty money, so bad dirty money. And as we were doing our tour, we would give it to the sculptors, who would dig a hole, hide the money, and then at nighttime the mob family would come back and take the money. Shut that bad boy down, they did. Shut that bad boy down. No, like, we weren't charged with anything because we weren't doing it. And I don't know whatever happened to the fam. Probably disappeared, because that's what happens in the mob.
That's what happens in the mob.
So that was my worst summer job. So I was badass. You were Salabar. Oh, sorry. That didn't sound nice. Not sorry.
You know what?
Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry.
I can take you out.
You don't know how strong I am.
I think I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Well, Lisa.
Samantha.
We are grown-ups now, apparently.
Just ask us.
Just ask us with grown-up jobs.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I have a grown-up job. You have a grown-up job. Right? But you know what isn't very grown-up about me is sometimes my lunches that I take to work. Like, I like a lunch bowl. We've discussed that before. Right? I like a fruit cup.
You buy lunch bowls.
I buy lunch bowls.
And eat the Kit Kat
first. Right? I like a fruit cup or a pudding and a juice box. All those things that you would never, ever, ever eat at home for lunch.
A juice box?
I like a 5 Alive juice box, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's my vitamins. Right? It's my vitamin C. So anyways, sometimes I enjoy a good peanut butter and jam sandwich. Mm-hmm. So when I'm running late and I think, oh, I didn't have time to get my Lunchable ready or whatever, I sometimes make myself a peanut butter and jam sandwich. So the other day, that's what I did. And when I went to go have my lunch, I went to eat my peanut butter and jam sandwich. And all of a sudden, for some reason, I got like kind of like overwhelmed with, oh my God, what if somebody has a peanut allergy?
But you do have someone with a peanut allergy.
I know. And then I felt bad. And I'm like, but thank God she's a summer student, so she's not back yet. Mm-hmm. Right? But I do.
You could have killed her.
I could have killed her.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have known. But and it certainly wouldn't have been on purpose. But that kind of got me thinking about the whole allergy thing. Mm. Because there are people that really do have that horrible of an affliction. And that's not a laughing matter. It's not a joking
thing.
No. Right? Because the girl who works for me, it would kill her.
No.
I don't know. But I think... But I don't know how that works.
Because there's legit, like, people... My dad has he's allergic to penicillin. Yeah. And there are people who are allergic to, like, legit, you know, eggs, dairy... Because it hurts their body, it hurts their tummies.
Yeah, right, their insides and stuff
gluten,
like that.
That's celiac disease. Yeah. That's not a laughing matter.
No,
From what I've
and the
read
peanut allergy, not a laughing matter.
No, because that can be severe.
Yeah, right. So God, I wouldn't have wanted to kill my coworker. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't have been cool.
That would not have been cool. No. But I don't know. Sometimes I think, Lisa, and I'm gonna feel bad about saying this, but I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna do the sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
I think sometimes people fake it.
You know what, Samantha?
Just to get out of eating something.
I don't get it. I don't get the whole allergy. I just don't, my mind doesn't understand it completely. Because I think you're right. I think some people just like are like, oh, I have an allergy. I'm allergic to this. I'm allergic to that. Mm-hmm. Right?
So have they been tested? Or is it just they no longer want to have to tell people they don't want to eat bread anymore. So they say they have a gluten allergy.
I don't know. What I do know is that they should be thankful they weren't a kid when I was a kid, because it didn't exist. Right?
Your mama did not care.
No, didn't care. Right? I, naturally being me, did a little bit of research on the whole, more the peanut thing, because that's what I'm more familiar with, I guess. Because it was my sandwich that spurred it. So they say that in the last 20 years, the peanut allergy has tripled. Which made me think, isn't that
really?
Crazy? Yeah, which made me think that if I put myself back lots of years, probably like 40 plus years, to public school, mm-hmm. right? Probably in my mind, I think that one kid in my classroom would have had that allergy. And then I started thinking, who the hell would that kid have been? Was it like Kevin Jerry? Myrna Lowe? Maybe Vanda Hunter? Maybe Heather Brown?
Oh my God.
Could have been Mark McMaster?
You went way, way back.
I did. And then I just thought, God, like, which one of my public school friends was only having jam and not telling the world
that they had a peanut
allergy? Had a peanut allergy. Now, everybody tells the world.
And they're no, they, there are nut-free public schools and elementary schools.
Yeah.
Nobody can bring a nut close to them.
You know what? That would not have worked in my mom's time. Like, bless her heart, right? Like, it would not have worked. Like, there's no way you weren't going to school without a peanut butter sandwich. And there's no way that you were going to really let an allergy ruin things. Because, like, for me as a kid, I was always stuffed up. And both my parents smoked. So we went to the doctor when I was young to find out what the problem was.
Because who didn't smoke back then?
Everybody smoked.
Exactly.
And smoked close to you. And yeah. Smoke
and in your
you,
face.
Right?
But
apparently, the doctor said I was allergic to cigarette smoke. So as he was telling my mom this, my mom, like, stone cold Wendy, said to the doctor, well, my daughter, Lisa's got two choices. She either needs to adapt and learn to live with it, or she needs to find a new place to stay.
Right? That's your mother.
I adapted. I was too young to find a new place to stay. So I adapted. Sam, we would drive like 6 hours to Ottawa, windows done up, smoke, 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 and you just learned to live with it.
Well, because that's what we did back in the day.
Yeah.
You just smoked
allergies
and you ate peanuts.
You just smoked and ate peanuts. And allergies weren't trendy back then.
No. That's the problem, yeah. Lisa. I think it's more of a trend than an actual thing.
I know.
Now I feel like when people tell me that they have a gluten allergy or a dairy allergy or egg, yeah, or whatever, I think, okay, prove it.
I don't know.
Like, I think half the time people just say it because they just want to be part of the group. Because they just, yes, want to belong, Lisa. Yes. They want to belong to the trendy crowd. And the, yeah, trendy crowd is all about some allergies.
And I also get, in fairness to the other groups of people, I also get that there's some religions that you can't eat certain things.
True.
Right? Separate.
Not part of this
conversation. Right?
And I think the people that have legit allergies are not going to find this offensive. And I think the people who have fake allergies but tell people that they have real allergies
are just going to stop and think.
Are just going to be like, how dare you out me?
Right? We outin
you. Because I question the validity of the allergy of this, of like the people.
I don't even know what the hell gluten is.
From what I've been told, Lisa, yeah, the gluten is from wheat, which is what bread comes from, and pasta and stuff like that.
Okay, but did they in the last 20 years, like, hi, I'm a wheat farmer and I'm going to add some gluten to my wheat?
No,
Where did it come from?
It always had it. So as far as I know, okay, it always had it.
It was always there.
So, but people with celiac disease,
right,
legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Legit. Absolutely. And they, horrible.
And they suffer. And
same
it's
with
not,
lactose intolerance,
exactly,
right? Like bad,
mm-hmm,
right?
And eggs. People are legitimately allergic to eggs,
yeah,
and stuff. But I'm
allergic to honey.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm just saying.
No, you're not.
I'm just saying it's my allergy.
You just don't like it because it comes out of a bee's ass.
It does.
That's what you always say.
Comes out of a bee's ass, and I don't, not really,
that's
not really
not
happy.
Legitimate.
Okay.
That's not legitimate.
Trendy.
Yeah.
Trendy comes out of a bee's ass. Okay.
But the money that is made
must be crazy.
Crazy ass.
Because, right? God forbid you aren't supporting your family or your friend or whoever your people are that have this allergy. Like, you have to buy the food now,
mm-hmm,
to accommodate the, yeah, allergy, right?
Yeah. My sister-in-law had her son had a sleepover. His friend had a gluten allergy, mm-hmm, so she had to go buy special bread.
Okay, whoa. Beep, beep, beep. Back up the truck. She had to go buy the special bread?
Yes.
Why is she buying the bread?
Because
why
the
are
kid's
you not
coming for the sleepover.
Why is that kid's mom not bringing the bread?
I don't think that's what they do.
Okay.
So I don't.
Well, but it's funny because as an adult, if I go to...
I think if you're going to somebody's house for like a sleepover... Yeah. They automatically assume the parents of that particular child will be taken care of.
That's funny, because then as an adult, if I'm going to somebody's house for supper, it's BYOB, and I automatically assume that I'm bringing my own
booze. Children.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, hi. And they're not going to an all-night sleepover party.
Okay, I know, I'm just saying.
With alcohol.
I didn't realize that you had to supply the food now.
No, of course, when a kid sleeps over,
we never would have
they're eating the food that the family cooks. But this child
is not.
Had a gluten allergy, okay, so she had to go buy special bread.
Okay, I gotcha.
And it was expensive. Because it's expensive. But that's the whole shtick,
yeah,
right? With the trend.
Right.
The gluten trend, the dairy trend, the egg trend, the whatever trend.
Yeah.
Anything.
I only wear my shoes. I only wear my leather shoes if this and this and this has happened to the cow before it died trend.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And the hemp trend. Because now they make clothes out of hemp. Out of marijuana.
Hell, soon I'm going to just be able to buy that shit.
Right. I can't
so
wait.
So then it's not a trend.
No, it's not a trend.
Right?
Now everybody's going to get bored.
You just, yeah.
They'll be like, oh,
now
it's
what?
It's not interesting enough anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm just saying. But I've gone down, because I buy a few things from the organic aisle. My favorite peanut butter.
Adam's. It's organic?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but it's not organic. It just doesn't have stuff in it.
Okay.
So I go down this aisle and I think, oh, okay. Oh my God. I am not paying that kind of money for pasta sauce, pasta. Like just because the cookie is in a package that says
gluten-free
does not make it a better cookie. It still has sugar and preservatives in it. It just doesn't have what apparently makes you sick.
Guarantee you that if I look at the back of that box, it still has calories. Yeah. I'm sure it would still have calories.
So, just because you're shopping the organic aisle does not make it better for you, calorie-wise, sugar-wise, fat-wise.
So you're not doing it because I'm cutting back on my carbs or I'm watching my...
No, because apparently to shop the organic aisle means that you're shopping, like... cleaner food.
Okay.
Kind of.
I don't like that
phrase.
But they
are loading it up with lots of other stuff, though.
Well, they'd have to, right?
Because it's going to taste like shit.
But it does probably taste like shit.
I'm sure it does.
Right?
I've never tried it, because no offense, it's a cookie.
I had a piece of gluten-free cake once, and it was like cardboard, and I was like, ugh. It felt like a cat with a hairball. And I'm sure I was like, what the hell is this?
Cat with a hairball.
And somebody said it was gluten-free cake, and I'm like, wow, it doesn't belong in my world.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You know what? There's big money there. Because it's expensive to buy organic. Even organic milk is expensive. Like, what did they do to that cow to make it organic?
Nothing. Like, you say it's cleaner food, so, like, what do they, like, bathe it first?
I don't know.
Wash you down first?
I think it's what they feed the animal.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I get that.
It's like free-range chicken that you can buy, because that's supposed to be, there's no added pesticides, chemicals, blah, 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 blah. Right? Same with the fruit, with the pesticides, blah, 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 blah.
The whole bit. I gotcha.
But Lisa, I need to make some money.
Well, it sounds like it's a huge money-making thing.
Gigantic. You have a marketing background. How do we spin this? What can we do?
Oh, we can spin it. The first thing we have to do is we have to remember that whatever allergy we decide upon, we have to remember that we are the makers, not the participators.
No, we don't have to participate.
No.
So,
right? Because not everybody's afflicted by everything.
No.
Right?
Right.
So you could do potato chips?
No.
Oh, why no?
No.
No?
No, because I'm
I know
that I don't have to participate in the allergy, but it's too close to my heart.
Oh, you don't want anything to do with
no.
it? No. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm a bigger person than you. So I would say chocolate, because I'm definitely not going to participate in it.
Don't care as much about that.
That's why I figured you would probably be okay with that.
Okay.
So you could make, so to make the money, you need to make the product, right? Because it's not the allergy that's making the money. It's
the product.
It's right? It's
to avoid.
It's the spin-off to avoid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know. So if you're going to make, so this is what I picture. Okay. I'm at the grocery store and I have a chocolate allergy and I want a chocolate bar. So I'm going to go down the organic row and get that piece of crap chocolate. Because you know it's going to taste like a piece of crap.
Because
it's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
Right?
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's what I see. Because that's what I think with all the supplementary foods are crap.
They're just pieces of crap.
Yeah, like milk is good. But here's some soy milk. That can't be as good. Right? That can't be as good. So chocolate bar is good, but we got to take that away because you're allergic. Here's a piece of crap chocolate.
Piece of crap chocolate?
Right?
So everything chocolate then.
Everything. All things.
Oh my God, we could make so much money Halloween and Easter. Holy crap.
Right? Although only instead of just piece of crap chocolate bars, you're making mini piece of crap chocolate bars.
Mini pieces of crap Easter bunnies.
Mini pieces of crap Cadbury cream egg.
Whoa, that's a good idea.
Which couldn't use cream egg. Couldn't use Cadbury.
No.
So, but that's it, right?
But that's the name of our company.
Piece of crap. Piece of crap chocolate. And, right, it's going to look like chocolate, but it's not going to taste like chocolate.
Nope.
But all your friends are going to think it's chocolate.
Yeah, and you're going to eat it.
And you're going to, because you have an allergy.
And then all your friends are going to eat it.
Because they...
Cause they think they're allergic to chocolate, too.
Yeah, because that's what their mom said, right? So Bobby has an allergy. Hey, Mom, Bobby has an allergy to chocolate, and he had this new chocolate bar today to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mom, oh, you know what, Susie? I wonder, you might, we should think about that. You maybe you're allergic to chocolate. I never thought about that before.
Because my tummy really hurt last night, Mummy, because I had all those chocolate bars.
Right?
It wasn't the fact that she ate 10, but let's just go with the fact that she's allergic to chocolate.
So she probably had some of the symptoms, right? Upset stomach. Probably, right? Probably was like a little like wired and off the wall and just feeling a little out of sorts. Yeah, honey, I think you're allergic to chocolate.
Well, because we'll have to. Because not only will we have to create the product, we'll have to create the symptoms to the allergy so people understand.
Well, yeah, what to look for.
What to look for.
Yeah.
So you too might be allergic. We have to craft it from the very beginning, Lisa.
Yeah, it's a process. But it'd be worth the money.
It would totally be worth it.
Completely worth the money.
Are you kidding? There's like gluten-free everything, dairy-free this and egg-free that. Yeah. I want in.
Bring back the piece of crap chocolate. Every kid in school is going to have not chocolate milk, piece of crap chocolate milk. Right? So it looks like Johnny's chocolate milk, but it doesn't taste like Johnny's chocolate milk. It tastes like piece of crap.
Piece of crap.
Because that's what it is. Right?
I think this is going to be big.
Yeah. I think, you know what? We can do this. Piece
totally.
Of crap. Yeah.
Totes.
Get involved. Right? Get involved. Be proactive. Right? Do something good for society.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to help those with, and I don't know when the chocolate allergy is coming, but like all great things, it's coming.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Completely.
Because there has to be something new. We haven't had something new for a while.
Mm-mm. No, it's time.
Gotta do it.
It's time.
But don't, but you know what? A part of me misses the 70s and the 80s though.
Yeah.
Because remember when food was just food?
And gum tasted like gum. Yeah. Gum was good.
Gum just tasted like gum.
Yeah, now gum tastes like medicine.
Gum tastes like crap.
Right? Like now like you go to chew gum and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, but I think we're just angry kids who can't chew gum anymore.
We're not gum chewers anymore.
No.
We don't need to get into why.
Yes, we
just
do.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't. It's just, we just don't chew gum. Instead, we're more about the mints.
Yeah, but those aren't good either.
Nah, there's nothing exciting about them. Not at all.
All right, but Lisa.
Samantha.
I know you've been wanting to share a dear dude on the bus.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so amazed at how people act in public. And the language that they use. So I'm on the bus the other day and I'm just like minding my own business as usual. And I hear this guy and he's talking to his, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or just his friend that's a girl, I don't know. And the language he's using is like he's swearing, right? And all I thought was, dear dude on the bus, watch your fucking language, potty mouth. You're in a public fucking place. That's what I thought. And then I thought after when I thought that, I'm like, oh shit, right? Dear Lisa, watch your mouth.
Potty mouth.
You are thinking in a public place. That's what I thought, right there.
You're thinking swear words.
I'm thinking swear words in a public place.
About a guy swearing out in public.
That was my dear dude.
You realize the irony in that.
Yeah,
right?
I was kind of like, yeah, yeah. But he had a potty mouth.
Did you feel bad?
I just thought it was awkward. Thought it was odd.
Good thing no one can hear what's in your head.
Right? My mom always said you can't be crucified for what you think. Right?
She's absolutely right.
I can't.
Absolutely right.
You can't. Samantha, what about you?
Well, I have a nice shake in my head.
Okay, what was it?
Well, just recently, while I was at work, I'm a doer, so I'm on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm a retail worker, folks, and I'm working, and I'm shuffling stuff around, and I have product in my hands, and here comes a customer, and they ask me, do you work here? Nope. I'm just a customer fucking around with a display.
Right? Just moving some shit around. Right?
That's what I'm thinking in my head, so you can't crucify me for thinking that.
No, you can't.
But I'm just like, yep, I work here, and all I think is, what would make you think I don't?
What would make you think I don't?
That's right? What makes me shake my head. Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. But it happens all the time.
Because people think before they speak, right? So it's like they speak before they think. It's like the other retail beef is like, hi, how are you today? Just looking. Didn't ask what you were doing. I asked how you were doing.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm never going to ask what you're doing.
Nope.
I'm only ever going to ask how you're doing. Because that's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
I just care about how you're doing.
Yeah.
Not what you're doing.
Oh, dear.
Well, my shake my head moment actually came the other day when we had lunch. And we went to Ricky's All Day Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the menu. And as I said to you then, they have these little asterisks and this little, like, a little symbol beside certain things. And it says, new and improved. What the hell were you serving me before that this beef dip sandwiches now gets the label new and improved. What was it before? Just okay. Not that good. Right? Because you put new and improved, right? You put new and improved, and I'm thinking, this must be like mind blowing.
Yeah. It's like that new and improved.
That new and improved. Because what's new about it? Nothing. It's still the same old beef dip sandwich. But if you've improved it, why did you have to improve it? Why couldn't it just always start out good?
True.
Because now I'm just thinking, how many years have I been eating the beef dip and not it not being their best work?
And it was their, it was a hot effort.
Huh, half-ass effort.
Half-ass
effort. Right? And then maybe a new manager took over, a new manager on duty took over. A new MOD took over and said, you know what? We can improve on this, but let's stamp it so the world knows we're sorry. Then I think I should get like a 20% off coupon because, sorry, we've been serving you crap for the last little bit.
There you go.
Yeah. Just saying. Right?
Lisa.
Just saying. Samantha.
You got a little heated there.
I did, right? I know because I get like, oh, because I have food issues.
Yes, you do.
Right? So I'm passionate about... Don't serve me. Lucky food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think we've come to the conclusion of this episode.
Yes.
And we appreciate your listening to us. And we're going to tell you what's happening next week. Tune in to our chat on should you text during TV shows or no texting? And if you do text, should it just be during the commercials?
Yeah.
So we'll get back to you on that one.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Shut up.